Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta, Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Off and rolling for another 4 hours. Of course, following up on the 76ers, they get a win last night in New York. It was really as expected. I mean, come on, we knew the Sixers were going to win that game. They did. Flyers off for a couple days till they played Detroit over the weekend. Spring training ongoing, the early days of spring training. And the Eagles, you know, a lot to get into with the Birds when you consider the offseason planning is on. I mean, it is on. Free agency in just a couple of weeks. Obviously, these are critical days and critical weeks for Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas and the gang down there as they really plan this thing out for the 2019 seasons, because decisions time is coming soon. We'll talk about it all today. Do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Again, your phone calls on really all of it. It's fun to have all the teams in play. It is. 888-729-9494. Joe DeKemp. Richie Rich. What's up, bud?
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe.
Happy Valentine's Day, my man.
Valentine's Day fact for you.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of people lean their head to the right when they kiss.
Ooh.
And I would guess that you are a right leaner.
Typically. Yeah. I would say that's accurate.
Studies have shown that your handedness has something to do with your head leanedness, the initiator's head leanedness, and then the receiver's head just goes opposite where the, you know.
Well, the receiver goes the same way, right?
You don't go the same way.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out.
Are you like a weird robot that kisses straight on with no lean?
If I go that way.
Lean opposite, Joe.
No, if I go right, then the other person have to go right also?
Oh, my Lord. Have you ever kissed anyone? Have you kissed a girl?
John, if I go, I'm looking at you. If I go
have
to the right.
Have you kissed a person?
Yes. If I go to the right, you got to go to the right. You can't also go to the left. You can't go to the left. You both go to the right.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Am I wrong about this?
You are wrong.
We might have to have a demonstration.
I think Joe may have not kissed people.
We might need a demonstration. All right.
Joe, you lean opposite the head lean. Anyway,
yes, but it's both to the same side.
No, you don't lean both to the same side. What are you doing?
If I go right.
I am positive you've never kissed a girl.
You can't go left if I go right. We'll figure it out.
There's nothing to figure out, Joe. Oh, my gosh.
The other person is on the other side. If I go to my right on my side, she's got to go to her right on her side, to her right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I go to my right. She goes to her right.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's really to your left going. So you're crossing.
Yeah, but she goes to the same. Yes, my God.
I thought you were saying you're both leaning the same way.
My God. All right. I thought
that was good.
I hope people understand what just happened.
I thought that was proof that you hadn't been intimate. No, but handedness has a lot to do with which way you lean. I am a left-leaning kisser.
All right.
Well, I'm left-handed.
Well, there you go.
So I think we should ask people when they call today which way they lean.
All right, 888-729-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, off to an odd start, but hopefully that was entertaining because that was unexpected, and we arrived at an understanding, a meeting of the minds.
What about the robot kissers that just, like, don't even lean one way or the other? Straight up and down.
I don't know. That would be very, very weird. All right, not weird. A great player available. Now, look, we've talked a lot about Harper. We've talked a lot about Machado. Great players available. There's a great football player available. He's certainly going to be a Hall of Famer. He's, you can make the case there's a chance he's the second best wide receiver in the last 30 years, maybe behind only Jerry Rice. He's that great. I mean, he's certainly in the conversation. He's certainly one of the 3 to 5 best wide receivers the last 30 years. He's been a star for the Pittsburgh Steelers for a while, and he wants out of Pittsburgh. His name, as you know, is Antonio Brown. Now, John, it's interesting. We see these, lines in Vegas, all these lines that rank up the teams most likely to get Antonio Brown. We see the Eagles anywhere near the top 10, top 15 of any of these lists. John, Antonio Brown, you're the Philadelphia Eagles. What are you doing?
I am signing Antonio Brown. I am making this trade. There is no question about it. I love this guy as a player. I don't love him as a locker room presence by any stretch of the imagination, but I do feel like this locker room is unique. We saw with Jay Ajayi, who was storied to have issues when he was in Miami, he came in and has been a model citizen. You know, this is a really strong core group of character guys who can handle a diva wide receiver. I'm positive of that. And Antonio Brown is without a doubt the best receiver I have seen since Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I think he really might be.
He is uncoverable,
it's
Joe.
It's unbelievable.
When I say uncoverable, I mean like you can put two guys on him and he's still uncoverable. You can take most great receivers away with bracketing them,
yep.
You know, playing the safety over the top and you know, getting physical with them. You try to get physical with Antonio Brown. Remember, he was a punt returner before he was a receiver. He worked his way up through the ranks from Central Michigan University, a guy who wasn't drafted high, a guy who had to prove himself every step of the way. You can't even touch this guy. You try to play bump, you won't even touch him. He is a ghost on the field. He will run by you. He will run around you. He will make you look silly, and he will catch everything you throw his way. This guy makes us so much better the moment he arrives in Philadelphia. And I believe we can withstand whatever, you know, issues he brings in terms of off the field stuff. And it makes sense. If I'm looking at his contract right now,
mm-hmm.
a lot of his contract was a signing bonus that was guaranteed. It was a 4-year, $68 million contract with the Steelers, an extension. And the base salary is doable for us. His base salary for next year is $12.6 million. Now, there's, you know, like, I think it looks like a roster bonus of 2.5, but you know what? All in all, we're looking maybe up to $15 million for next year for Antonio Brown. What we're talking about with Nelson Aguilar yeah. is paying him $10 million.
But I wouldn't pay him that.
Nelson yeah. Aguilar.
No, I know. You're right.
$10 million. You know what Golden Tate's asking price is going to be on the open market? $10 yeah. million. That's for a slot guy who is nowhere close
right.
to Antonio Brown. $15 million? Okay, so how do we do this? How do we arrive at where we've got an extra $15 million to spend on Antonio Brown?
Yep.
You release Jason Peters.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you release Jason Peters, and you're almost there. You've already made a decision, I would assume, whether, you know, to re-sign Brandon Graham or not. You probably have something on the table that's going to try to lowball him. You know, hopefully he'll take that because I would love to see him return. But you've got some decisions,
yeah.
and you can make some cuts, and you can trade Nelson Aguilar away. You can trade him in a hot minute. There are people who, you know, he's a former first-round pick. There are people who will say, wow, we really like the upside and potential. We think we can coach the best out of this guy. And let's do it.
Look, here's the thing. And again, 888-729-9494, Antonio Brown. What to do if you're the Eagles? Again, the planning weeks, this thing's all going to get real soon. By the way, you already see some activity in football. Joe Flacco, obviously the agreement of the trade yesterday, it can't go through till early to mid-March when the year gets going, but you know you start seeing things develop. Things are going to continue to develop. It is a time for the Eagles from a planning standpoint. All right, Antonio Brown, what to do if you're the Birds? 888-729-9494.
They're saying they would accept a sixth-round
yeah,
pick
it's
in a trade for him. They want him out so bad.
Yeah, that to me is not the issue. The issue is not what you'd have to give up from a draft standpoint. The issue is the compensation. Look, John, here's the way I say it.
And my issue with – okay, go ahead.
Here's the way I say it. I think the easiest thing for any of us to do as sports fans is to say, he's amazing. Go get him. I mean, right? It's so easy. Hey, Antonio Brown's great. Go get him. Look, would I love to have Antonio Brown on the Eagles? Sure, of course. I mean, I get it. But it's when you really dig deeper and you really start realizing financial implications and all that where it gets not so easy. Here's the way I look at it, John. To me, the Birds got to get back And they had a good portion of it in 2018, but not as effective as in 2017, to meat and potatoes with the roster construction of this team. I'm talking about building through the line. I'm talking about allocation of resources, financial, the draft picks, the whole deal, through the lines. You know, we saw in 2017 the impact of a dominant offensive line and a dominant defensive line. They won the Super Bowl. And they were pretty darn good at it again this year, although they were shaky for the first half of the season. They improved on both fronts. Offensive line improved more as the year went on. They got healthier. And they hit their stride down the stretch. You got a Brandon Brooks injury that who knows if he even plays. A lot of people think he doesn't play for at least half the year. You got a Jason Peters thing where I don't think Peters will be back. I agree with you.
I think Brandon Brooks will play.
Well, but probably not for the first half of the year is the word. I mean, it's a pretty,
I don't agree.
It's a pretty massive injury at the very end of the season. So you got that factor. You know, who knows what's going on there with Wiz. You got Kelsey. I mean, hopefully he plays. Probably he'll play. There's been talk of retirement.
No.
Defensive line, there's been a tremendous amount of flux. I mean, you know, you got Fletcher Cox, and after that, it's a big, and probably Michael Bennett. After that, it's a big old question mark from Brandon Graham to Chris Long. Barnett will be back. Hopefully he's good. Look, I just think having two high-priced wide receivers, which they would have, and they would have the most expensive wide receiver group in football. Forget even Aguilar. Just Antonio Brown and Jeffrey, they're going to have the two most high-priced starting wide receivers in football, probably by a mile.
Get
back to the basics. And here's the thing, man. Have balance with the football team. Have balance, which the 2017 Eagles had. And more than anything, protect Carson Wentz. I mean, you know, like to me, John, it's so easy to say, go get that guy. Protect Carson Wentz. And don't give me the argument having a great wide receiver is going to protect him. No, having a great offensive line is going to protect him. John, that's to me my mindset.
Joe, but, so what are you proposing they do with this money that you're saving for offensive line this year? What are you doing with this money?
I'm giving it to probably a bunch of guys I've never heard of that can be better offensive linemen than we're here this year. I'm not going to tell you I'm Mr. Offensive Line Guru around the league.
The draft is defensive linemen.
Okay.
And in free agency, there is no one that you want to pay to bring in to protect our quarterback.
Well, they probably need a new left tackle. I mean, there's not one to be found. Well, I don't know who that person is.
Either Big V or you've got Jordan Mailata as your left tackle.
Yeah.
You can't pay. I'm saying you're telling me you're going to save the money on Antonio Brown to pay for a left tackle.
It might be Jason Peters.
First of all, you're going to overpay if you pay in free agency.
Yep.
Secondly, there's no one good enough that you even want on your team in free agency.
It might be Jason Peters for $5 million.
That money, okay, so good. You just saved $10 million. You just saved $5 million
this
year. Okay,
maybe that's my solution.
So you've got, you can restructure Jason Peters, which good luck with that. I think he's either gone or you pay him his max deal because he does not restructure.
Well, look, I mean, the Antonio Brown thing.
You can't save money on Antonio Brown and buy a left tackle because there are none to buy. So what are you saving it for?
Listen, man, it's this team's more than just him and more than just that position. 888-729-9494. What to do if you're the Eagles in the planning phase here for Antonio Brown? What to give up draft pick-wise? Seems like that's light. That's no problem. It's how to build the roster forward. What do you think's the best path for the Eagles? And would you be in on Antonio Brown? It's interesting.
You've got to be in.
I mean, Brown and Jeffrey with Wentz, that's fun, but... Yeah,
it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of wins. The problem is we're not even on these Vegas odds for getting Antonio Brown. We're not even on this list.
Look, 888-729, that does surprise me, actually. Just Howie's reputation alone, I thought he would have been on the list.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. How to build it forward for the Birds. Antonio Brown, what do you do if you're the Eagles? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on Valentine's Day on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.